This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey everyone, welcome to the End of All Hope, Season 2 recap episode. I am Robert Lamb, writer and producer of End of All Hope, and I edited a couple episodes here and there too. With me, what?
I said stop staring at me so hard.
I have to face this way.
I know, but it's weird.
With me is Hope Ennis, who voices
Ava.
I was going to say that, but you can finish my sentences.
You're struggling.
Nah, I remember your name. Okay, cool. I mean, I write it, so. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So me and Hope are here to talk about End of All Hope Season 2. I think we already talked about why your name, or like how weird it is that your name is in the title.
Because you're inspired by me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about that?
I was inspired by you. That's why I made it an apocalyptic drama.
Where I'm the lead.
Yeah, but when I think of hope, I think of dread.
You think of leadership.
No, just dread.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, there's really no... Okay, God. This is going to be an interesting podcast. This is going to be an interesting one.
You've already...
Hope hates talking on the mics.
Just like...
That's why when we record, when Hope has to record all her lines, it takes hours. To record one script.
But I'm not an actor. Like, it's just...
I agree.
Well, thanks.
No, that's true.
Thanks,
that's true. Thanks. But I'm just saying, like, yeah. There's some people who come in here when I go to record them, and they just record three lines, next line. That three times, you know what I mean? Like, they give me three takes, then we're on to the next line. Three takes, on
I'm
to the
next
line.
I'm not a robot.
You and I, it takes, like, 2 hours.
But that's because like, we're fun.
Sure.
Like you're saying, those people are boring that just come in, do it, whatever. Like, we're fun. I'm fun.
I will say.
I just think you should say that.
There's a level of professionalism
that I don't
have. That eludes you.
Have you already submitted, like, the bloopers and everything?
The bloopers? The bloopers?
Oh, bloopers. Yeah, that's what it's called. Bloopers?
Bloom.
I don't know what I'm thinking. But have you already done that?
The bloopers are on Patreon. So if you want to donate to us, I was going to do this later in the show, but this is a good segue.
Well,
if you go to patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B, you can donate as little as $1 a month, and it all goes to creating a podcast such as this. That's the plug.
Well,
but
I
yes, the bloopers, we have bloopers on Patreon.
But who's like the main?
Probably you, yes.
Thank you. Because I'm fun.
You want it? I will say it's a toss-up between you and Jack. Now, Jack Austin plays Ambridge, but when I record him, he likes to do, like, different voices and go crazy with
it. But his is, like, fun, like, hey, I'm going to be, like, a method actor. And mine's, like, what's that line again?
Yeah.
Like, I can't read the word, like, brave or something.
Or you like to do that thing where you don't want to read it the way it's written. So you decide if you can change it up a little bit every single
line.
Well,
sometimes I feel like
Why'd you write it like this?
Because sometimes I feel like I am Ava and I know her better than you do, even though you created her. But whatever. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to say that.
Listen, I'm all for it. Some people, you know, improvise
a little bit. You do. You'll let me change things.
As long as you change it up where it's not, like, conflicting with the story elements,
I'm fine
with it. So it's like, you know, if you change it up a little bit to make it sound. I do a thing where I do a lot of run-on sentences. I like long sentences.
Yeah, especially for the voiceovers.
I know. I'm trying to get all that information in.
I know. Well, let's get to the matter at hand. What are we talking about?
She points to my little cheat sheet of things to talk about. I mean, we already did kind of talk about, like, the recording acting process, at least for you.
But for you.
Okay, so with season one ended. It feels so long ago, though.
I know. When did it start? Like
season
when we
one or season two?
Season one, like when we started recording.
When the first episode I ever released of End of All Hope came out in 2015.
That's what I was going to say.
That was a long time ago.
I know that was a long time
ago. We're only 2 seasons in. It's been 4 years.
It's been a long time.
Well, okay. So there were some, like, issues after we released a few episodes of season one, I actually went off on my own and created like a new production company. So like because of that, things slowed down for a little bit. But this past year, I feel like it kind of picked up.
Sped up, yeah.
You've been recording a lot more than you were before that. So I mean, like we...
That is true.
And we release an episode normally every 2 weeks, like for season two. And I think that started in... I think it started at the beginning of this last year, 2018.
Yeah.
So January. And then every 2 weeks we release an episode, except for the finale. That one took a hell of a lot of time to edit. And you were complaining about it because it was too long.
It was way too long.
Come on, but it was good.
It was good, but it was so long.
I know. Like as I was writing it, I was like, damn it, I got to edit this.
Hope's going to hate this.
Yeah. I think we did it in a few segments too, recording. I don't think we did it all at one time.
No, I was about to say, I remember coming back in and like, we're going to do half the script now.
I think season one finale was long. I think that was like 37 pages or something like that. Where a normal script is usually like, I try to keep it 20 pages, maybe a little less.
20.
Yeah, 15 to 20. Just because editing is such a
hassle.
Bitch.
Yeah. Oh, that was nice.
We can curse on this. We curse an end of all hope. So, yeah, it's just a pain. And so I usually try to keep them pretty short. But I always want like the finale to be like this epic thing. So not
well,
to jump forward.
This time it was.
I know.
This time
I know.
It was.
Because I made you listen to all the episodes, even though you don't like really listening to your voice.
No, it's weird. I don't think like it. I don't know. I don't like it.
I think that's like a girl thing. At least all the girls that I've recorded don't like listening to their voice. Every guy that comes in there like, what does that sound like? They want to know.
Of course.
I don't know. It's like weird. But that's fine. But yeah, we started releasing in January of this 2018. We released every 2 weeks. And then it was 16 episodes like season one. So
yeah.
Season one was 16. That's also why I made the finale so long, is I was like, I don't want to make more than 16 episodes. I got to wrap it up. But so let's talk about some of the stuff. Basically, when season one ended, Jay was off on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to try to use character names so we don't get confused.
I know. That's what I'm like, use their character names.
We'll use character names, yeah. Unless we're talking about a specific actor. But yeah, Jay was off on his own. And then Ava and Mark were off thinking Jay's probably dead, but they left and they're on their own. It was like a new concept. And as I started writing it, I was like, this is kind of cool because also you guys, to record you guys, I could space out the time.
Yeah.
And it made it editing a little bit easier too because I didn't have to have you coming to record every single episode.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And then also you didn't have to do as many voiceovers.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Although I don't think
I didn't have to do all those voiceovers.
I don't think Adam likes the voiceovers either. Who plays Jay? But yeah, so I liked splitting up the characters and doing it that way.
I thought it was cool too. Especially in the finale when it like would flip flop back and forth. I thought that was good.
I always try to put like a music transition in
like,
there.
Like just so you know, we're switching.
New scene. Well, it's not a show, so I can't show somebody like the new stuff. So I had to like do some kind of transition into, which I think it worked out. Like I don't think it's like confusing at all.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems, but I also wrote it, so I might be biased at that point.
Mm.
I don't know. But yeah, so at least you only had to record for, you know, 8 episodes. And Adam, who plays Jay, recorded for the other 8. And then on his side, we have Ambridge and Harris, which are like new regulars to the show. And then you, or Ava and Mark, run into...
Crazy family.
Crazy family. I wanted kind of like... The cool thing I thought about when I was like writing it, I didn't want it to be like Texas Chainsaw Massacre family because I felt like that was just too quick to have that happen.
Yeah.
But I still wanted like a little bit of crazy.
There was a little bit of crazy.
There's a little bit of crazy with, now that guy's name is Adam in the show. And his family wasn't too bad, but he was pretty crazy.
I thought he was really crazy. I think pretty crazy is like very nice.
We introduced like a lot of new characters in this show, and actually recently I've been using Reddit because I'm running out of friends to voice characters.
I'm running out of friends.
I'm trying my hardest to make new friends every week.
Okay.
It's just so hard. But yeah, so I wanted some people, some new characters to come in and not have the same people voicing different characters. So
especially
I went on
people
Reddit.
Like me who can't change my voice.
Listen, you can do a Valley Girl.
Aww.
And then you can do your voice. Those are the two characters, right? You can do the British thing too.
No, don't make me do it.
Do say crumpets.
No, I don't want to. Okay, next. I don't want to be laughed at. Okay, next.
Fine. But yeah, I keep saying but, yeah. Yeah, take out the but.
God. Let's move it along.
I try to get more like actors to come in. And with Reddit, I started going on to like voice work subreddits and try to get some people on. And there's a lot of people who offered their voices. And
which
I was
is
like,
awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
I know, listening to it, I was like, who plays this person?
Yeah. Because
a lot of the characters that, or the actors that voice them, I know them, even though I can't always place their voices, which is a credit to
them.
That's
good, right?
Which is a credit to them.
Right.
But the guy who played Adam, I texted Robert, I was like, who is this?
So the guy who plays Adam is a guy I actually met through a friend who I met through through Reddit. And he is a guy off
like
of Reddit.
I feel like this is how horror movies start,
no,
by the way.
No. It's not like the Craigslist killer. So I met this guy on Reddit, and he was helping me edit last year a different podcast. And he said he had a friend who likes to do voiceovers and stuff. So I was like, all right, well, what about End of All Hope? I need like this bad guy. So I sent it to him, and he sent me the lines, and he did it really quickly. So I'm like, okay. That works for me.
Cool.
And then I got a couple other people. The girl who plays Melissa, I actually met her at a bar. She was playing, she was in a band. And then I started talking about the podcast.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So she came and did that. And then a lot of the like smaller characters that come and go, I met through Reddit. And luckily, now I met three different editors. So season three, so far, because season three comes out very soon, we'll plug that at the end, but season three is not going to be edited by me. It's edited by a new person who I met on Reddit who's been helping me out.
Oh, they're going to hate me.
No, he actually, the first episode I gave him,
oh God.
He was like,
I hate her.
Well, I was like, sorry, but there's a lot of filler. Because me and Hope just go back and forth, like insulting each other sometimes mm-hmm. when we're recording. And and I said the same thing for like Jack. Jack goes off on tangents sometimes. So I was like, just you're going to have some issues. You're going to have to sift through a lot of that to find the good takes. And after he edited the first episode, which was Avon Mark mostly, he said, yeah, he's like, that was hilarious. He's like,
oh,
I thought
yay.
That was cool. I was like, all right. I'm like, it just takes a long time.
I was
so
saying,
that's fine.
To episode five, he's going to be like, I hate her.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. It just takes so
sorry.
Much
sorry.
No, but he's actually been editing for me, which is really nice because I've been able to focus on the writing more. Whereas season two, I was doing most of the editing. I think I had a little help with an episode here and there. But like when I had to edit the finale, it took me like 50 hours.
Oh, God.
That was an hour and a half episode. I was like, it probably even took longer than that once I went back and listened through it and fixed things up.
See, when I hear that, I always feel bad. I'm like, I should start doing better.
No. It's not the with the editing process, it's for me, I hate editing the voices just because it's like a very redundant task. I have to listen to everybody's take, like multiple takes, and then cut it and then place it with the other line so it sounds right, and then if it doesn't sound right, I gotta find a different take, and it just takes a long time. Once it gets to the sound effects and music, I have fun editing, but that first part, because there's so many characters in the season two finale and it goes back and forth, it was just, yeah, it was a lot. But other than that, it was still I think it was still good. And now, because of season three, I don't have to edit, I can get the writing done, and we're actually moving through pretty fast.
There you go.
I'm releasing this today, obviously, for the people listening, but it's going to be the first week in March. I think it's March 7th is going to be the season three premiere. Yeah. So it's only like 2 weeks away. Are you excited?
Are you asking me or the people that can't respond?
I'm asking you because I can't get a response.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I don't know.
Now I'm like, what? Try not to give things away, like,
yeah,
which is hard. I'm like,
don't
wait, okay,
right.
What happened in the end? Okay, so don't say anything.
Well, because you've already recorded for, I'd say, like half of season three.
I was going
to
say, I think I've done a bunch for
right.
season three.
And we already got a lot of episodes edited and ready for release. We'll probably stick to a two-week release schedule still. But yeah, I just don't mention anything from season three yet. Not yet.
Okay, I'll try.
Not that I mean, people know the end of season two. We can spoil some stuff. Like, I just want to talk about just some of the story elements real quick. Mainly, Harris passed away.
I actually really liked Harris's character.
I know.
And I did.
And, like, I don't want to, like, go this far behind the scenes, but one of the reasons why I killed him off was because Harris is actually voiced by a friend of mine. And
oh yeah, you told me.
And he's going to be a main character in Paralyzed, which is another fictional show we're doing. And I kind of just didn't want the clash to like get him to record both simultaneously. But also, story-wise, his death actually does play into season three a little bit with Jay. So I think it worked out well. And sometimes that happens with like people recording. Some people move away. I had a friend, she moved while we were recording Paralyzed. Luckily, she's not in End of All Hope, but she moved to Miami, which is 5 hours from us. And she's only in town like once every other month. And I'm like, yeah, this is a pain. So sometimes when people drop out or they can't record for some reason, I have to like write out their characters. And it's hard sometimes.
Did you kill me in Paralyzed so I could do End of All Hope?
No, but when you died in Paralyzed, spoiler for Paralyzed, but we won't say your character's name, so they won't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
When you died in Paralyzed, I was like, oh yeah, like I need a lead character for End of All Hope, and your name's Hope. It felt like it just kind of connected there. Yeah, and you were like, yeah, I'll do it.
Sure. It was back in 2015. I don't remember this conversation.
And that was before you realized that there was going to be voiceovers and stuff.
I remember, like, I was going to move, and you were like, don't move.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you move, though, because you're, like the main character, I'd have to buy you a microphone and a mixing board.
I'm the main character.
You are the main character.
Pressure. I know.
I know. The show is
riding
on your
back. I feel like I shared a little bit right now with...
Right, with Jay.
Jay.
Right.
Not his real name. Because he has to do just as many voiceovers as me, and I love it.
I know that back and forth. I do like the back and forth.
I did too. I really liked it in season two.
Yeah. So I think that especially now with the way season two ended, you have now just Jay and Ambridge, and then you have Mark and Ava still. And Mark and Ava don't know Jay's alive.
That's true.
So. That's true. Something interesting might happen, you know? They don't know.
You never know. Don't give too much away now.
I don't know.
Don't give anything away now.
I'm not going to. But I do also want to say that...
Who's a better duo?
Oh, don't make me pick.
Yeah.
You mean story-wise? Like, character-wise?
If Robert, you, were in this story, who would you rather be paired up with? Ava and Mark or Ambridge and Jay?
I mean, Ambridge is in the military.
Yes, but Jay is not.
I know. Jay's like kind of like the...
And Ava and Mark work really well together, and they always get it out. I would be with Ava and Mark, which says a lot, because I didn't always love Ava's character.
Are you saying that because they have a truck?
Yeah, sure.
They have supplies in a truck. Ambridge and Jay do not right now.
And we're better.
You're saying that's a bias.
That is, it's completely.
I mean, no, I think the fact that Ambridge is in the military and then Jay is not useless, but not, he doesn't.
He knew about things.
He's got knowledge on his side.
He knows things.
A little bit, but he's still also a little bit goofy and like not completely aware.
Which would be fun too, like not to have
not
like
fun a. Fun during an apocalypse.
Well, that's true.
I just feel like
you have like one strong and then like
I do think Ava and Mark are both strong in their own right.
What?
I'm saying like with you were going to say
in their own right.
Well,
in what ways is Ava not strong? She's perfect.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm saying like Mark's a very like go do this kind of stuff, but Ava's like more like witty and
there's a balance with Mark and Ava.
Right.
Like we're a good duo.
Yeah, they complement each other. And also for the fact that like Mark, even if he gets annoyed with Ava, he still is like by her side and vice versa. Like they complement each other. I think it works out.
They do too. I would vote for them.
But who knows what shenanigans they'll get into in season three.
Who knows?
And I do want to say that season three, the way I'm writing it right now, because it's not completely written, I probably won't have 16 episodes for season 3. I think it's going to be a little bit longer, and I'm not going to do an hour and a half.
Thank God.
It'll be a longer finale because I like epic finales, but it's not going to be
an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be a mini movie for the ears.
Okay.
Little audio movie, because that's essentially what that was. And then the last story element I kind of want to just brush on, because you mentioned it before the show, was the whole algae plant like stuff.
Yes.
Because it's talked about, especially
in the
later season.
That's what I wanted to know,
season.
Like, okay, so what do I know right now?
Right, compared to
end of season 2, yeah. What do I know? Because I couldn't remember, like,
yeah, because you don't want to go too far. Right. Yeah. But I did start including that, like, later in the season. I think it was, like, halfway through, like, Ava and Mark stumble upon something. And then,
yeah, and then Jay.
Yeah, Jay and them get, like, splashed with it. To not go too much into detail with that because, you know, things might pop up later on. But I'm trying to ultimately create, like, this idea that the aliens are here to stay and they're doing something. And the fact that the Thrashers, which are the bigger alien types that came through the asteroids or through the comets and stuff, meteors. God, I always forget what
they're
called.
I was like, you wrote it, right?
Yeah, meteors. Those creatures are actually like almost they're vegetarian. They're eating like this plant-like substance, but they're still attacking people. And it's like, why are they attacking people if they're not eating the people? Why do they attack that deer without, you know, killing it and stuff? And it's gonna come up, but I'm trying to create this like world where these creatures are here for different reason. It's not just necessarily like they're just trying to kill people.
Yeah.
Like they're laying down this plant like stuff.
I'm like so quiet because I don't want to say anything and ruin anything.
And I'm trying to like
so
not,
I'm like Robert, like I'm so sorry, but I'm not saying anything and ruining this.
I won't go too far anymore. I'll stop there. But you'll find out.
I will
why.
Say it's very interesting, and that's why I had like a lot of questions.
Right. But, and we'll get into it with the season 3 recap when we do the season 3 recap. If I even like. Depending on how much I talk about in season 3. I try to do it a little bit, like the show is a little bit more slow-paced, and I know some people have commented on that. But the reason for that is because
I want to.
Yeah. I'm writing it.
You know what?
Whatever. I'm going to do what I want. It's my show. It's free
don't
to
explain
it's
your
free
writing
to listen
style.
To. Just, you know, whatever. No, but I like a slower pace anyways.
Especially for this kind of concept. I think it should be slower paced.
Well, because I feel like a lot of apocalyptic movies will do like the whole like, here's the asteroids
bam,
hitting
bam,
everything.
Bam, bam, bam.
And then all of a sudden it's like cut to 5 years later and they're living like Bird Box and shit. Yeah. Like they,
whoa.
Spoiler,
whoa.
Spoiler.
Whoa.
But they do like a time jump.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to do a time jump. I want it to slowly build over
which
this.
Which is cool.
Right. So they're like they're learning about this stuff as they go, but also they're not going to get all the answers right away because I feel like that's unrealistic.
Yeah,
like who's going to know why they're spraying algae or whatever it is? You know, you're not going to know right away. So we'll slowly build upon that as it continues,
progresses.
Yeah. Other than that, like I just don't want to say too much because I don't want to. Get confused with what season 2 and what season 3.
I know.
Three.
I'm like, I'm not saying anything. Sorry.
At least season 3 is coming out in 2 weeks.
Obviously, we know that it doesn't. Oh, God. It doesn't.
She's signing to me.
It doesn't.
Right.
Kill you. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
I'm like, that happened,
that's
right?
Fine, that's
that
fine,
happened
that's
to Jay and Amber yeah. and Harris? Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Right.
So, yeah, it doesn't kill you.
Yeah, yeah. The,
so
the
what is
stuff,
its
they,
purpose
like,
is what you should be asking yourself.
We'll find out. But and then also with season 3, I do want to say, I was talking about the Reddit finding actors. I actually have like a lot of new characters coming in season 3.
You're going to be getting a lot of texts as I'm like listening to it.
like, who's this?
Hey, who plays this character?
Well, I'm telling you right now, a lot of them are people that I met on Reddit who have been voicing characters for me.
That's cool.
With multiple podcasts. So, and then I usually give somebody like a small part with another podcast. And then if they're good at acting and they're their microphone and the
technology.
Yeah, all the sound, it sounds good. Then I'll give them a bigger part and be like, do you want to be in End of All Hope,
which is like the best one.
Well, End of All Hope and Paralyzed, which we mentioned Paralyzed earlier, which is our horror fiction, if you haven't listened to it. Both of those are doing really well download-wise. We've actually tripled numbers last year. And I think it's because we stayed consistent with releases. So that's what I'm trying to do with this one. That's with this next season. And that's why I needed to find editors because...
It's too much.
Yeah. I like writing. Don't really like editing that much. Just did it because I had to. So hopefully we'll keep with that 2-week release schedule going through. And it probably will be longer than 16 episodes. So that'd be cool.
There we go.
Yeah. Let's see. I just want to see if I need to touch upon anything else. I guess that's pretty much it.
I guess that's good.
I don't want to keep this too long. This is just like a little bit of a recap.
Let's just make this an hour and a half.
No. Not a long... it doesn't need to be an epic recap. No, but I appreciate you coming in and talking. Otherwise, it was just going to be me because, once again, Nick, who plays Mark, couldn't make it. Nick's got kids.
Did you ask
and a
him?
Family. I asked him like
because I remember
a
you were
month
like...
and a half ago, okay. And he was like, I
don't... "Dude, no."
He was like, "I maybe," and I was like, "Nah, forget it."
I was going to say because every time we talked, you're like, "It's me, you, and Adam who plays Jay,"
right?
Which was last week.
And I could have gotten Jack who plays Ambridge, but Jack's also pretty busy right now with work and stuff, and it's. I try to get him in here just to record for voices, and then
because you don't want to lose that voice.
We don't.
I always make jokes because Jack is like an everything because he's so good.
Right, he does a lot of characters.
Whatever.
So, I'll to segue into all the podcasts we do because Jack does a lot of that. A lot of the podcasts, he voices a lot of characters. But we do 7 different podcasts under the 7 Lamb Productions umbrella. And we just joined Spreaker. We used to be hosted on Blog Talk Radio, so we transferred over to Spreaker. I think Blog Talk did some kind of deal with them where they transferred all their podcasters under Spreaker. So now that we're on Spreaker, I was able to change some things. I was finally able to change the author on the podcast. So when you search for End of All Hope, it'll say by 7 Lamb Productions. So you can actually search now if you're on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to these podcasts, you can search for 7 Lamb and all of our podcasts will pop up.
Name those podcasts.
And I'm going to do that right
now. Name
those
podcasts.
Paralyze.
I'm in that one.
End of All Hope.
In that one.
Chair of Swords. Aren't you in that one?
I think I do like little characters.
I'm
in that one.
That's a spoof of Game of Thrones. We have Cop Doctors.
I'm in that one.
You're in that one.
Okay.
A couple episodes. That's
unless I'm like a character. Usually I'm just like, hey, play this nurse.
Yeah. I mean,
unless it's like a character, I'm like, am I in that one?
I think in Cop Doctors you do just you play nurse.
I remember that one. I remember being the nurse in that one.
Cop Doctors is another like goofy one where it's cops
Love
by
it.
Day, doctors by night.
Okay.
Then we have Story, which is a fictional one about my walk across the country.
Not in
it's
that
a dramedy.
So don't
I think you
that.
Might have
no,
played in one episode. A side character.
Whatever.
Nothing big.
Whatever.
And then we have Atlas Avenue Beat, which is another comedy. It's a film noir detective comedy. And you play a couple characters.
I was
going
to say, yeah, I've been in that one a few times.
And then the last one is actually not an audio drama. It's a non-fictional called Across America. And it's 4 years ago I walked across the country.
So
it's just my story. It's just my story about that. So you can listen to any of that stuff if you search for 7 Lamb under Spreaker. I think we're on Spotify now. We should be on Spotify now. iTunes, Stitcher. I'm trying to think what else. I'm hoping we're going to be on iHeartRadio soon. And then,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I got to submit all the podcasts to that. But I am enjoying Spreaker so far, as in how their hosting is and everything, and how easy it is to connect to everything. Probably get on YouTube soon, too. And then I do want to say that there is another podcast that we're releasing soon.
I wrote it down, so I didn't.
So I didn't forget. But
not so, because I didn't want to say it, and you're like, oh. We're not supposed to talk about that.
No. I'm fine with plugging. I'm hoping to be releasing 3 new podcasts this year.
Ooh, ooh.
But the first one is going to be a kind of audio sitcom. It's just going to be a sitcom.
I'm in that one.
And you're in that. You're a character
in that
one.
That's why I cared, because I was in it.
Very movie-centric. It's called Movie Night. And it's just it's about movies. And it's just about some friends who have a movie night, but they go through some stuff. And it's just, it's basically like kind of like a traditional sitcom, but it's in audio format. So that'll be cool. And yeah, so you're in a lot of podcasts just like Jack is.
Yeah, but Jack has big roles.
I know.
I have like, hey, play this nurse that walks through this hallway. Go.
Yeah, but you're so good at playing.
Aw, thanks.
Nurse.
I wanted to be typecast as a nurse because I was a nurse in a lot of things.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing too many podcasts. So you can check out all of those podcasts. You can also go to www.7lamb.com. That's the number 7lamb.com. And you can find all of our podcasts on there. And then also, like I plugged earlier, Patreon. Patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7lamb. We're on there. And Hope mentioned bloopers. We have bloopers for multiple podcasts, along with scripts that are uploaded on there. Some of the music that we play during the episodes I put on there. I do want to thank the people who produce the music for us. Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. He has like great stuff. A lot of people use his stuff. I listen to YouTube now, and there'll be like a song from End of All Hope that I've used. And I'm like, what? And then I'll see it's like Kevin McLeod.
Cool.
Yeah, because he provides royalty-free music for
Say
anybody.
Say my favorite name.
And then we do use music from Eldritch T'Challa.
Great name, right?
He's produced a lot of music for us for both End of All Hope and Paralyzed, and a lot of his music, especially in the finale.
Yeah.
He does like this kind of like industrial type, like hardcore type music, and it doesn't always play with like the softer scenes, obviously, but when there's the action stuff, I'll play a lot of his music. And in the finale, there's a lot of action. So I played a lot of his music. So you can check out his stuff. You can go to reverbnation.com/nemesisblack. And I also do want to plug Amberlynn Nicole, who plays Melissa. She's, like I said, I met her. She was playing in a bar. If you go to youtube.com/AmberlynnNicole, you can find a lot of her music on there. And some of her music is going to be in season 3. So that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you can check out all that. And if you haven't yet, leave us a rating. We enjoy those.
Very much so.
And if it's 5 stars, that's even better.
just do that. If you have a lower rating, don't do it.
Yeah. You don't even have to leave a comment. You don't have to say why it's 5 stars
or why
it's not 5 stars.
And if the answer is that person who plays Ava is awesome.
Wow.
I'll say thank you.
I know, but we don't want to exaggerate.
All right.
Just kidding. Yeah, so anyways, thanks for listening to End of All Hope. And I like doing these recap episodes. We're going to keep doing them.
Okay, we're ending with a question. Okay. Who was your favorite recurring character and new character? Go.
Wait, recurring from season one? Well, there's only 4.
Okay, well, one of those 4. I'm staring him down.
I probably will say Ava. I remember we talked shit about Ava in the first season a little
bit. I didn't talk shit about Ava.
I
just, like, me and her are very different.
Right.
She's my favorite character recurring in season 2. I really liked her.
I think she was, yeah.
I really liked
the way I wrote
her
development. I'm trying to change her up a little bit and, like, yeah, give her some.
She's more compassionate.
She's still pretty strong. Right.
But she's still strong. Badass and a leader, and she gets shit done. I really liked her.
Yeah. She's still hard-headed, though. She still does kind of.
Yeah, but that's like human. You know, I know. Like, that's just how we are.
All right, who's your favorite new character? It's not going to be the guy who plays Adam.
He scares me.
Yeah, you didn't
like that. No. He scares me.
Neil?
No.
Harris.
Harris. I liked Harris. I thought that
Harris was in season 1.
I liked his character, and I just thought that, like, his story was a little. It was, like, opposite of Ambridge, but the same as Ambridge, too.
I feel like he was a little bit more. Well, he kind of convinced, I think,
and he
Ambridge
was, like,
to
funny,
travel west.
And he was like, you know, a little bit of Ambridge and a little bit of Jay.
Right.
Like,
well, then you're going to love Paralyzed Season 3 because Ryan Wiggs, who plays
Harris. Is it the
Harris,
same character?
It's the same guy. It's Harris.
And he's a good actor. I don't know him. I'm not, like, just giving plugs.
I will say my, as a new character, I mean, I don't know. I think... For me, I do like Adam as, like, a bad guy. I know
so
his
scary.
Voice is very, like, it's, like, deep and, like,
menacing and not like no.
But I liked it when he sent me that. I was like,
but
I wasn't
that just
sure
means
if
it, how good he is. Like right. It was just no.
That first time where they shoot the truck and then the truck crashes and stuff, and he walks up and he's got like the gun and stuff.
You're like
I liked editing
him.
That part.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked. I thought that was it was pretty intense.
Have you ever heard that actor like speak? Like, does he talk like that?
Yeah, he doesn't. No, he's okay. British. He's like
he's British.
Yeah,
I
think
it.
He lives in the UK and he
okay.
doesn't.
Lucas, well, if you're listening
Lucas
to
Webley,
this, it's very scary.
He does a lot of voices for me too recently. So yeah, he's really good. I will say I liked Melissa too. She helped him out.
Okay.
She helped him escape.
Yes.
If it wasn't for her.
Okay. But I wouldn't say like I'm like
I know she
oh,
wasn't
like,
great
because
like, she is like kind
good
of
good
like,
for her
right
but she wasn't like my favorite
no I know
but I thought
helped.
We had a lot of good characters
yeah and actually that's what I'm really excited for with season three I wrote a lot of new characters that I think people
I
are gonna like
new characters I always yeah. like new characters
and some of them you don't know they might carry on and some of them might leave and some of them might die you never know but I wrote a bunch of new ones and I'm like pretty excited with the voice acting talent that we got for the new ones.
There we go.
Cool. All right. Well, I think that does it for this recap episode. See, I told you it'd only be a half an hour. Eh, it's a little over.
I was like, it's over.
But season three releases, I should have brought it in here, but the first week of March. So it's almost here. Season three, look forward to that. And thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.